Sir Etimat Aladole, England will never forget your kindness. It will repay it. London doesn't leave its friends alone.
The Great Khan always respected me. But this one, King Fadali, Khan's nephew, has never wanted to appreciate my great services. I am an unappreciated slave. The affairs of Iran are being managed solely by me. But what of the king? All he thinks about is women. Having 750 wives is unheard of in the history of any kingdom on earth.
Well, he is one of a kind. I'm envious of him.
No. You shouldn't be. It's just shameful. I'm very tired, Sir John Malcolm. Very. I am really very tired of all this.
You must finish what you've started. You really deserve to be a great king.
I tell you this, pay attention. Sometimes crime results in two things. One, to teach others a lesson. And the second thing is to scare the criminal. Give me that twig. You rascal, you stupid man, you fool. You idiot!
I'm sorry, fool.
You thief!
Oh, please forgive me! Please have mercy!
Bastard.
Please forgive me! I'm sorry! That's enough! Please!
Your Excellency, Grand Vizier, I have good news for you!
Yeah, what do you want?
Please forgive me, sir! Have
stupid
mercy!
Man, you fool!
I'm so sorry!
Stupid man. Please, enough! What do you want? Have they given me gold coins?
They have finally taken back Malik Garden from Master Kegoba.
You mean it's mine now?
All of it, sir, all of it!
I want to give you something. For your good news, here, take this. I have to hit him two more times and then I'm done with him. Take it. Hit him. I'm giving you the honor of hitting him instead of me.
I'm sorry, please forgive me.
Thank you.
Haj Ibrahim Khan Kalantar. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You scared me with the strength of your voice. I'm sorry. His Majesty told me to come here, so I came immediately. But now those days are long gone. Excuse me.
Well, well, Sir Mizra Shafi Mazandrani, it is good to see you.
Haji Yahub, they came to my house this morning. A courier gave me a message from the king, saying I've been summoned. I'm worried. I don't know if there's going to be honor or hardship for me.
In this country, honor and hardship are the same. The important thing is to know how to plunder, how to take it, how to use it, and also who to share it with. And if you use it all by yourself, then you will go to hell. But share it with the kings and the high-ranking officials, and you'll be well known. Don't get your hopes too high, because only the poor get an upstart.
My dear boy, don't you see we are just like the poor? You are no different.
Then you'll get an upstart as well. You'll get so much of it that you'll start singing.
What do you
mean? I mean, you'll start jumping up and down. Please wait for me right over here. I'll return.
The authority that helped establish the glorious Qajar monarchy can also take away the power from this dynasty. I'm the true heir to the throne of this dynasty, the crowned king, King Fatali. Poor Latfali Khan, who was the last remaining Zand, didn't have good luck, and that is all thanks to you! It is really bad that in the end, Fatali would end up just like Latfali. Good for nothing. For my service is not death. You have betrayed me and Zandia as well. My secret agents have reported in detail everything you've been doing to me. You betrayed Qajar at the miserable British Embassy for nothing! Tell me this is just a joke, and not His Royal Highness's anger, please. It's neither. It is fate. I am punishing you. Because of your reports to foreign countries, however, I shall announce a national mourning ceremony for all the good things that you have done. And on the seventh day of your death, I shall pronounce you a nobleman.
Let me go. Your Majesty, I'm begging you, Your Majesty, I'm begging you. I was wrong. What about Imperial mercy? Your Majesty, I'm begging you to forgive me. No! No! No!
Get dressed. You are minister. The supreme premiership was taken from Haj Ibrahim Khan Kalantar Etim al-Doldale and has been given to you.
Like I said, upstart.
Follow me.
Your Majesty, enough with a joke. What kind of joke is this? What kind of game is this that you're playing with me? You've had your fun now. Your Majesty, boiling me in this scorching water is not what I deserve. I don't think I deserve to be boiled alive. Your Majesty, I'm begging you. Your Majesty, please spare me. No, no, no. For God's sake, let me go, Your Majesty. No, no. No.
In remembrance of our dead minister, announce a national day of mourning.
This is the tree for the premiership, ministry, and the replacement of the boiled Haji. Ooh. And from this point onwards, you are the Chancellor of Iran. Remember this pot in the future, Mr. Mizrah Shafi. Being Chancellor in the Qajar dynasty is more difficult than actually being king.
Well, well, Miss Reza, the minister, you're very, very welcome here. Nice to see you with us here.
May God be with you.
If Haji Baba knew that you were coming, he would have spread out a golden rug. You know Abbas Mirza is his son-in-law. The minister of Abbas Mirza is not less than Abbas Mirza himself. A minister without security can be killed easily. You know that.
A minister that has the people's support would do anything for them and will also be able to protect the people. Mr. Mirfatah, don't you want to rinse your foul mouth before speaking?
But I am not drunk, great minister.
Being drunk can be fixed by whipping you 70 times and slapping you around. But your evil thoughts and your demonic soul cannot be fixed, even by giving 7,000 whippings with a stick. Being killed with impurity is required.
Please forgive him, Mirza Vizier. His insults are because of his stupidity.
There is a huge difference between stupidity and insult. And the difference is shown in the battlefield, where you have to kill or be killed. You will surely get yourself in trouble with this insult and foolishness of yours. Abbas Mirza has gone to the capital now, and we believe he is going to declare war. It is a matter of honor and Quran now. You either have to fight or pay money. That is all.
Am I disturbing you?
Of course not. If I'd known you were coming, I would have come to you instead.
Thank you. Mirza, tell me the truth, please. Is there going to be war?
We must trust in God. They have attacked Georgia. That evil Russian Empire has taken over Ganja and Shirvanat as well. And now both our country and the Quran are at stake. We are forced to fight back.
So I was right. Are our soldiers strong enough to fight? We're talking about war against the army of an empire.
If you believe in what you're doing, you will definitely succeed. Of course, the king plays a very crucial role in the equation. He must be able to support his people. The politicians must be prepared to take action as well. Otherwise, all our well-meaning efforts will go to waste.
Are you still alone?
I am always alone.
Wouldn't you like to remarry?
After my honorable wife's death, I prefer now to study and to pray, and sometimes administrating regulations in the affairs of Azerbaijan. I'm getting older. Every day when the sun sets, it's like it's calling me to set with it. But when I get close to it, it's already gone. Look at the moon. It's as if it's fallen into the pool. It's sinking, saying, "Someone, come and rescue me. Rescue me." Would you be so kind as to rescue me, says the moon? Up there, the moon is so high. Down here in the pool, it's so close. Which shall I believe? Murad? Are you there?
Hello to you, peace be with you.
Well, hello, peace be with you.
May I come in?
Yes, of course, come in, please. It's a pleasure to see you. Come in, please. Welcome, welcome. Come in.
I'm here to see how the Sayyid is, the man who says he has the support of the people and lives in this shack.
There are many who live in these shacks that are 1,000 times worthier than those living in the palace. Living in a shack has its own pride. You must know how to laugh with people and how to cry with them. Making a shack into a home or being a politician in the palace is not enough. I pray God will forgive me for saying this. But these days, we want to play political games even with God.
Bravo, Zayed Vizier. Bravo. It is so good to play politics. Just like Ali plays the game of politics.
Here you are.
This is great water to drink. Drinking water that you've given me with your own hands must be as pure as heaven.
Please drink and enjoy.
May God quench Hossein's thirst.
Yo Ali.
Oh my God, I'm going mad. When will this all end? I'm so tired. Don't do that! The way you work and the things you do make it much harder! I'm always broke at the end of the year!